Psalm 127:3. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Good morning and welcome to Do Their Message. The following is one mother's journey. The opportunity opened up for a job that I was sure that I was really going to enjoy. I pursued it, and they finally hired me. Over time, that job would lead to the possibility of a promotion, and with it, great responsibility. I thought myself to be ready. The people that I worked with thought me ready. But corporate would make the decision. I prayed about it. I begged God for it when it seemed to take so long for the decision to come, and it all should have been an indication to me to slow down and rethink the order of my priorities. But blinded by my desire, it drove me to want it even more. Had I been walking with the Lord in the way that I should have been, I would have looked with different eyes, but I had backslidden, and although I did not walk daily with Him, I still knew that He could fulfill my dreams. With my eyes opened, I would have seen that fulfillment had come to pass already, because I was a wife and a mother. Eventually, He gave to me the desire of my heart, my misplaced desire, the promotion, and then He waited because He knew where He would find me when my eyes were finally opened up to what I had asked for and what I had done. I had no idea that day of what that promotion would do in my life, of how it would take its toll on my family and the strains of relationships and time, and the pain and suffering my family would endure in the days and the weeks, the months, the years ahead. Let me tell you about the person that I had become up until that point in my life because of the things that had happened. They were the foundation, the building blocks of influence as to the decisions I had made and would make even at times yet today. They were the cuts that would never heal, the scars that would not fade away, and the pain that never seemed to end. I was molested by my mother's husband. He never was in any way a father to any of his children. And we were abandoned by him when I was only 10. I was married to a man several years older than myself who would over the years abuse me, rape me, beat me, and we would eventually separate, and he would go on to kill his last wife and then take his own life. And so now this very broken person, who really knew no self-worth, was taking on the challenge of a very hard and difficult job, needing to prove her worth in his life when already that role had been filled. And she all but set aside over time the joys of a wife, of a mother, of a daughter and sister, and yet somehow she hoped that she'd be able to find balance in her life. Even though this job took place 17 or 18 years ago, the price of it is still being called to remembrance to me every day in the relationship that I have with my son. When he needed me the most, I gave the most I had to the corporation, and over time, he lost too much, and it became more than he could bear, and so he became angry not only at me, but at the world, at his dad, and at himself. That same emotional journey that I took as a child with my own dad, I now did that to my son. I put burdens on him that he should not have had to bear. And how I wish I could say that my love for him had not changed, but that would be a lie because of the actions that I took by the choices that I made. It was evident to everyone but me what was happening. I loved him dearly, but that love was distorted and not pure, and now today I have prayed and asked God to take back under his care that which he so generously gave to me in making me a mother, and I have had to ask him to heal him and to heal what I have broken. I have spent much time in reflection with the Lord, and he has revealed to me the error of my ways and the selfishness of my choices. And I can't refute him in any way. There is wisdom to be heeded in the Word, proving over and over again the difference in a life when it is spent walking with the Lord. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Proverbs 22:6. He will have a firm foundation built under him, the ways of the Lord. Mother's Day is for many a celebration with joy and thanksgiving. But there are also those who remember in silence the pain that they have had to face in losing a child, or that they chose to abort a child at some point in time in their life and wonder what that child may have grown to be like, or They chose other options in life, and they then found themselves raising a child up to hardships and watching them struggle as they themselves did, thinking, if only I had seen then what I can see now. Many, both young and old, have suffered the loss of their mother, some late in life and having had the time to share life and to build memories together. Some lost theirs when they were young and never have had the opportunity to know their mother and have adapted in many ways or had someone come into their life to help fill that gap. A woman gives more of herself than she can realize in being a mother. A mother is so much more than just giving birth to a child. She is one who loves ceaselessly and who cares endlessly and who nurtures that child in that love and compassion. It never matters the age of the mother or that of the child. They will always be bonded together, remembering little details together, and going through life together, getting to know one another in a way that is amazing, or sometimes disheartening or even discouraging. It's hard for me to write much about the positive aspects of being a mother because I feel I have been such a failure at filling the role that the Lord blessed me with. And I did not see then how precious was the gift that I had been given by him, and instead I chose the respect of the world only to have been cast aside when I was no longer needed. Too many generations have come into being that carry too much pain with them as they enter into relationships or marriage or in becoming parents, a mother and a father. For far too long, the attacks of the family unit and individuals have taken their toll. But to all of you who have been blessed to have been a mother, to you I say thank you for all that you have done. To all of you who have been blessed to have been a mother, perhaps not by way of giving birth, but through your love and caring nature, you have helped another learn to navigate the world. To you I say thank you for your kindness, your compassion, and for your love in the nurturing of another. I am so thankful for all the women who have been such an important part of my life, and I thank God for each and every one of them. My own mother was abandoned by her husband at a young age with 5 children to raise. She was an amazing person to know. She spoke her mind like her mother before her. She provided for us and always made sure that we had a roof over our head, warm clothes to wear, and food in our belly. I think that she knew almost every way that there was to cook a potato and have it taste good. She was generous, and she would give what she had to someone who may need it more than she did. No matter what time of day or night, no matter where we lived in the country, if we needed her, she was there for us. She lived a generous life. Lord, as the seeds of division are sown in the world, so are they sown within our families, and that includes our church families. Father, I pray for those who have lost the ability to reason, to see truth and gain understanding. I pray, Lord, that they will be called to remember that you left heaven to come to earth, and being born as a child, raised and nurtured by an earthly mother and father, that you would one day give your life, that those of the earth could have life. You are that life. Lord, as we celebrate the joy of being a mother, as we reflect on the sacrifices that our mothers made for us, and as we acknowledge that love before the world in our actions, let us be reminded of those who suffer loss today, those who suffer from the pain of regret, and to those who were unable to bear children, we can remember their pain and yet celebrate them as from their hearts they have given a mother's love to those who were not of their womb. Let us remember the women in our lives and the care they provided, the love they showed us, the wisdom that they supplied to us, and the abilities that they helped us to achieve. Lord, thank you for each of these women. Thank you for their sacrifices, for their perseverance, and for their love. And may you heal those that are hurting. May you help those who feel imprisoned by their experiences know that because of you, they can be free from the pain of bondage, and they also can know forgiveness for their choices. Lord, help them to see themselves as you see them. Being a mother is a gift from you. In it, we are entrusted with the life of another. And how precious is a mother's love. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you in the role of a mother. For behold, children are a gift from God. Amen.